thought for today. Our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are things. Thought for today. Our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are things. Thought for today. Whatever thought we think, that thought manifests in our world. What power are we giving to thoughts? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. The world is filled with lots of adventures and lots of exciting things, and they're happening all around us, and they're happening to us, and they're happening in our awareness, and they're happening to those that we love. And we wonder, why do these things happen? Why do these things happen? How can we be director, the manager, the controller of these things instead of just letting them happen? Well, the world is filled with experiences that give us the opportunity to say yes or no to them. To say, these experiences are happening in our world, and these experiences are terrible, or these experiences are good. We have that privilege of knowing that. What is it that we're going to do with that privilege? What is it we're going to do with that information that we have the power to think our thought and bring about whatever experiences we want in our world? In recent weeks, we have been experiencing some very violent activities in the heavens. Of course, it's a response to what's going on Earth. Oh, we think everything is peaceful now. We think that the wars are calming down. We think that the unhappiness among people is peaceful, but it's not. What is it that we listen to on the radio and television and read about in the newspapers and publications? We read about the problems that are coming up with hurricanes. We read about the problems that are coming up with the forces that are brewing in the Caribbean, brewing off the Atlantic, and casting themselves across the United States in a most vicious way. And because we think these thoughts, we empower those conditions to be. One of our students living in Florida was saying that the hurricane was going to come right down upon her house and down upon her community. And we said, what is it you think you can handle? Can you handle that you surround your house with your pure white light of love, that you surround your neighborhood with your pure white light of love, and nothing is touched? That's a wonderful thing. Or do you surround the entire state of Florida and see Florida free of ever experiencing such violence again? See Florida at peace, in harmony, in joy? Or do you see when these hurricanes and other violent acts of the heavens are taking place, that they take place out over the open ocean? That they take place out over the open ocean where they can spell themselves out, where they can drain themselves of their energy without damaging life or limb of any human anywhere or any property? Or do you see peace on earth so that there need be no violence in the heavens or on earth anywhere? No wars. No traffic that kills people, no violence, no ozone, no other things that are good, bad, or indifferent. All is in peace and harmony. All is in peace and harmony. What level of consciousness can you think on? What level of consciousness do you want to think on? Do you think that that's just our problem because we're in the midst of it? Or do you think that whatever negative thinking anywhere in the world is taking place, That is affecting the balance of the world, and truly it is affecting the balance of the world. How peaceful it would be if we would just say, all is in divine order. If we just say, I like me, all is in divine order. Then all of the problems, all of the violence of the heavens, all of the conditions that go on to make life in a bit of a tussle for us, begin to settle down, and we can put our attention to more peaceful things, more harmonious things. Oh, we know of people who dedicate their life to saving others, who go into the middle of these great turmoils on earth and work with the people there, the rescue people, the people who work in the fire departments, and the people who work in the public utilities, the people who work in the hospitals, the nurses and the doctors. They all have integrity to their calling. And if it weren't for disasters and problems, they would be out of business. So, in a way, they're part of the problem. You see, if everyone were whole and perfect, there'd be no need for doctors, would there? If everyone was harmonious and peaceful with one another, there'd be no needs for rescue squads. There'd be no needs for emergency conditions in the world. And you say, well, Dr. Barley, you certainly are way out. You certainly are way, way out. Well, perhaps, and perhaps not. Thoughts are things. I know that. And when I say there now is peace on earth and it began with me, I mean just that. There now is peace on earth and it began in my heart. It began in my life. It began in my surroundings. It began in my balance that I share with the world. It began with me alone. And this is so tremendously important. If we are those who dedicate our life to working with others who are in conditions that they cannot handle, whether it's in the condition of the weather or the hospital or whatever it may be, then we surround ourselves with our pure white light of love, and we surround everyone we work with our pure white light of love. But truly, if we really believe that we surrounded everyone we work with our pure white light of love, we would have no people to work with. We would have no people to work with. So long as we feel there are people on earth who need help, then our job is certain. So long as we see that people on earth are balanced and harmonious, joyful and peaceful, then that is really the reality. What strength do you want to give to your thought today? What strength do you want to give to your understanding and your words? What do you want to demonstrate, manifest, experience, know in your life? Do you want peace on earth? Do you want peace on earth and it began with you, as it begins with me? Do you want all the hurricanes that come upon the face of the earth to spell themselves out over the ocean? Or, better yet, have no reason for existing? Science hasn't come up with too many good reasons for the hurricanes being there, and tornadoes and thunders. It's the movement of the front, and it's the movement of the cold front, and it's the movement of the warm front. It's the disturbance. But why doesn't it take place all the time? Why doesn't it take place all the time? Because it's only when human thoughts get to the point of tragedy, get to the point of feeling that the rest of the world is not important, truly, they themselves begin to suffer the very things that they pleasantly feel that the rest of the world has to take care of and not them. I would create a barrage. I would create a, a, a torrent of people on the face of the earth who speak their word and say, I like me, all is in divine order, I like me, all is in divine order. And when they like themselves, they cannot be harmonious, inharmonious with others. They can't be disharmonious with others. When they say, I like me, they can only be harmonious with themselves and others. And when they say, all is in divine order, then there is peace on earth. There is peace in the heavens. There is peace everywhere. There's peace in the skies. There's peace in the volcanoes and the earthquakes. There's peace in all areas. And it is wonderful and good and very good. Now, that the world is a dynamic world and ever-changing and ever-expanding and moving around, that may be. But the people who live on the face of the earth live with judgment. And they don't live over these areas where the earth is going to be moving or changing. However, even the earth moving and changing under cities, under whatever, brings about some very fabulous concepts, brings about some very fabulous thoughts. You know, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is not as outrageous as it sounds to many people. For it was the thinking of the people there going against the principles that they had learned from their own inner self and violating the rules of ethics and conduct of right action. They brought that about themselves. And so it is, we here on earth do the same thing. Now, don't run away because you think this is some religious fanatic idea. This is a scientific idea. Thoughts are things is a scientific idea. Thoughts are things is revealed and discussed further in What the Bleep Do We Care, that movie Bleep, where they talk about thoughts are things. And they show how thoughts affect the body, how they show how thoughts affect the individual, and these thoughts affect the world. This is not a fanaticism. This is not merely a scientific thing either. Science is merely revealing that that is a fact. And that fact transcends all science. It transcends all experience. It is that placeholder of the universe. Are you living in a harmonious life, body, mind, circumstance? If you are, you are peace and you are balance. And you are saying, I like me, and all is in divine order. If you have loved ones who are in the conditions or circumstances or places where these tremendous activities of the heavens, you might say, are taking place, surround them with your pure white light of love. And know that all is good and all is peace in their world. And if you have enough love in your heart, reach out and surround all the world with your pure white light of love and say all is at peace. And if your heart truly is unlimited and you truly know unconditional love, recognize that every person on the face of the earth and in any experience that could ever be known, every person is a person worthy of living, worthy of having a balanced, happy, harmonious life. And surround all the people on earth with peace and love that you are. Surround the heavens with balance and harmony and happiness. You see, it's our thoughts that bring the disharmony about in our life and in the heavens and in whatever we experience. So today, let harmony, peace, and balance be all that we know, be all that we experience. I surround this world with my pure white light of love, and all is peace. There is peace in the universe, there is peace on earth, and there is peace in the hearts of all men. And it began with me. And I'm just being myself and having my fun. Being myself and having fun. What more blessed, more wonderful thing could I ever do than that? My friends, you're aware of what's going on in the world by the media. Now you take that awareness and you surround it with your pure white light of love. You surround it with, there is peace on earth, and it began with me. I would encourage everyone in the universe, to say there is peace on earth, and it began with me. And all hurricanes, tornadoes, so to speak, acts of God, all these things, illnesses, unhappiness, wars, cease, and peace reigns. This is my blessing to you, and my blessing to me. Take it and run with it. Because unconditionally I love my world, and I love me, and I love you. And I love you. I love you. I love you.